Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're chatting with Sean Broderick, natural resource analyst over at Weiss Ratings. Now Sean, sticking to some of the natural resources, boy oh boy, we've seen kind of a meltdown in a lot of different commodities, different resources. It's the energy sector that is still holding up though. Oil, let's use that as the first example. It's still off of some of its highs here, but still holding above 110 for the oil price, for the crude price. But again, it's pulled back a little bit, not nearly as much as the rest of the commodity complex. And still, investors in at least those stocks have done pretty well, which is not what investors in a lot of other stocks can say. Sean, how do you still view the general health of the oil or energy sector, taking into account this bigger picture environment here of bear markets seemingly across the board, except for energy?
Right. Well, I just published two columns on our free website, wealth-wave.com, where I talked about how bullish I am on oil. This is despite the fact that from June 8th through June 23rd, the price of oil fell more than 14%. That is correction territory, you know, and so that's why we saw all of our oil stocks get shellacked. I took a whole bunch of profits just because, you know, I mean, we had oil profits. But today, the day you and I are talking, I added a new oil stock back in. Why? Because I think now they're cheap. My target on West Texas Intermediate crude remains $138 per barrel at a minimum. It could go higher than that. We are seeing a global supply demand squeeze. I just saw a new chart out that compared global oil supply stocks compared to the average we had between 2017, 2019, and it's just falling through the floor. There's all sorts of reasons why. Of course, part of it is the world coming out of the big recession we had with a pandemic, you know, so people are using more oil. And in fact, we just saw China lift some restrictions related to COVID. And I think that puts some more life in the oil market right there, you know, because people are anticipating that. So we're seeing more use around the world, but the supply, you know, it's just very slow for it to come back online. And of course, we're seeing interruptions in places like Libya. And of course, the whole problem with what happens with Russian oil and stuff like that, they're still down a million barrels per day from their peak. So I see a global oil supply demand squeeze, even though we're seeing gasoline demand destruction in the U.S. It isn't as much as maybe some people might have hoped. So, I think we will have higher oil prices. We're certainly having higher natural gas prices, even though prices have come off their peaks in Europe, which is really leading the prices higher. They're having a very hot summer, strong demand. We'll probably see new highs over there, too. So oil and gas is a good place to be in this market, despite the overall gloom on the global economy, on the U.S. economy, that kind of thing. We are just seeing a squeeze in energy supply and demand.
We absolutely are, Sean. And even though the prices have moderated some in both oil and nat gas, from when you look at the companies, whether they're the producers or even some of the development stage companies, they're still at the point where especially the producers are paying down debt, they're buying back shares, they're kicking out nice dividends. So do you think if the oil price stayed in a range of, let's say, 100 and 120 and didn't even make it up to that target you have, what do you think the health of the companies would be, the individual stocks?
Well, considering that so many of them have actually modeled their forward economics and the forward cash flows on $75 oil, I think they do pretty darn well. And so I'm looking for oil companies that have good cash flow, that pay dividends, and that are planning to return more cash to shareholders. Because I think I've talked to you guys before how I see a big rotation from growth to value going on in the market. Well, the kind of oil companies that I just talked about are the kind of value stocks that investors will be putting more money into. So when the market goes higher, or at least when the energy sector goes higher, those stocks will lead the way. If the market pulls back hard enough that we see oil stocks pull back as well, just like we saw for the last 3 weeks, well, they won't suffer as much. They will suffer, but not as much. So they have kind of a cushion around them that helps them on the upside and protects them on the downside. And that cushion has a lot to do with the nice big fat dividends that they pay out, and especially if they're raising those dividends. So that's what I'm looking for my subscribers right now.
So, Sean, these energy companies, they are making money. Oil companies are making some good money right now. But the environment broadly, too, is little less available capital for expansion-type purposes. And energy companies, they run on, well, low cash balances, and they use these credit facilities to continue to increase production. Do you see this being a hamper at all for growth in terms of production because the cost of capital is getting more expensive?
Yes, and I think that isn't really figured into the mix is, I mean, especially those oil companies that are really dependent on, like, just, you know, using new debt to pay off old debt, which we keep seeing they have some kind of big amount of debt due. So they'll head back in and, like, get more money from the market and, like, stuff like that. As interest rates go higher, it's really going to hurt those companies. So be really selective on which ones you get. It's nice if you have oil companies that have a manageable amount of debt and that are actively working on paying off that debt. And we saw a real kick in the teeth to those companies that were living too close to the edge during the pandemic because prices fell and suddenly their economics did not work at all. And I think that washed out a whole bunch of companies. Now, the better run companies will come back even from that, but there are already companies that were solid anyway. One of the things about this recent rally we saw is that junky companies, which sold off the hardest, bounced the hardest. So they like fell really hard and like everyone was short them. So when the rally came, all those shorts had to cover and these junk companies rallied. So if you're in a shorting frame of mind, you might want to look at the tech stocks again, because some of them got, if not expensive, they got more expensive than they were at the bottom and they could go a lot lower. Switching back to what you were speaking about, will this affect oil production? I think it will. That's one more reason why I'm bullish on oil prices, simply because we just aren't going to see, say, more shale plays really expanding production a lot the way we did before. We'll see some expansion in the shale fields. I mean, of course, with oil prices this high, they'd be stupid not to. But we won't see the rampant growth in, like, shale production that we saw previously. That's my view on it anyway.
Sean, do you have any preferences between different jurisdictions for oil, or do you like something like nat gas over oil, or even some of the oil service companies? Because a lot of the pinch points are with refining and pipelines, things like that. Do you have any like areas that really have your interest, or is it more company specific?
It's more company specific. We sold a lot of stuff and we had like picks all over the place. They were in oil, they were in nat gas, they were in both, they were in shipping nat gas. You know, I mean, pretty much everything. Now that I'm going back into it, I'm really looking for those companies with nice cash flow that I think can raise that cash flow. And I'm not really worried so much about whether they're oil or gas, though I think oil probably has more upside, but who can really say? That's not a crystal ball that I want to make any real bets on. And, you know, do you want to do offshore? Do you want to do the big shale basins? I don't actually have any kind of preference that way. It's more company specific for me. That's just how my stock picking works.
Sean, what do you think about the general environment here of commodities broadly selling off? Again, oil, energy has stayed higher, but commodities have started to sell off. A lot of people are carrying that over to economic indicators in terms of a recession. But then also how that could affect other economic data, even trickling down into inflation. Any thoughts on what the commodity sector, one that was, again, bucking the general bearish trend, but now is caught back up to that bearish trend, what it's telling you about the future?
Yeah, we're seeing such a split personality in commodities now, aren't we? I mean, metals have just fallen so hard, I guess because of China, but I guess also general worries about global growth. But if that's the case, if people are really concerned that we're heading into a global recession, why isn't oil going down more? It's not really. So it's kind of a split personality that has to be resolved some way. I'm glad I don't own any more copper now. We sold our copper long before we saw last week's plunge. But Does this mean the world isn't going to use any more copper? That's what the copper price seems to be telling us, and that seems absurd. You know, I mean, we could use this as a pivot to speak about electric vehicles and like stuff like that, but I think copper demand is going to be extraordinarily strong going forward. The copper price right now does not agree. And that's one of the mystifying things that I find about the market. Somebody is making big bets that we're heading into a global recession, and their bets seem to indicate a strong one. On the other hand, you know, we're seeing action in the oil market that says that's not the case. It is one of the most perplexing things that I'm having to deal with right now.
Yeah, Sean, it's a very bifurcated scene because we're hearing about record inflation while we have a strong dollar. We're hearing that the economy is slowing down, while energy prices are ripping higher. So it really is a split personality market. And to your point about copper, it almost is priced like we're not going to have EVs and an electrification and charging stations on every corner, which is what all the political initiatives are. So it's a real bifurcated market. But let's talk about the energy metals like uranium or lithium. I know you follow those sectors. They're more niche sectors, but they do deal with energy. What's your outlook on some of the energy metals like lithium?
You know, some of our best performers in our portfolios are lithium companies. For example, Sigma Lithium, doing very well. And like stuff like that. Other ones I own should be doing so much better. As you and I talk, by the way, SQM, which is a Chile-based lithium a producer with great cash flow and is raising that cash flow, and I'll keep coming back to that. But as you and I talk today, it's down 5.5%. There's no freaking way this should be happening. Not in a logical market. Now, I guess it's on sale, you know, and all that stuff, and it is still holding its uptrend. But dang, just trying to figure that out just does not make any sense to me. And we have seen, by the way, Goldman Sachs came out and said, oh, lithium prices are like topping, they're about to head down. And now we're seeing players in the lithium industry stand up against them and saying, no, Goldman Sachs has it extremely wrong. And we are not going to see lithium prices top anytime soon. And so even though there is more supply, it's unreliable supply. There's been increased supply in China, but they're having a quality problem. And so trying to get the amount of lithium we need is just tough. And so why are we seeing stocks like SQM get beaten up? It boggles my mind. And I hate for this to be the theme of this particular episode, you know, because I always like sounding like I know what I'm talking about. In this particular case, I am really perplexed by some of the things that I'm seeing in the market. And certain lithium companies should be doing better than they are. And it just kind of perplexes me that they're not. Certainly, I'm very bullish on that whole industry. It looks very strong. But right now, you know, people, maybe they're selling those stocks because those are the ones they can sell. I mean, you know, SQM is in an uptrend. Maybe people are just taking the profits they can because they need the money. I don't know. But it's just one of the things that makes you grit your teeth and just wonder what the heck's going on, because it's not making much sense to me.
I think that's bear market for you there, Sean. The broad markets are moving down. Investors don't feel comfortable putting their money really at risk anywhere, let alone in some of the smaller sectors. And that's just the environment we have right now. Money's harder to come by. And quite frankly, there's downward pressure on practically every sector out there, whether it makes sense or not. And whether you look far enough out to the fundamentals, we are stuck again in a much more capital constrained market here, and markets that continue to drift lower. Today's another good example of that. Sean, last comments, breakdown. Give us your final thoughts then.
Well, all right. My final thought is you made a great point there, Corey, but I would point people at the XOP, which is the S&P Oil and Gas Exploration and Production ETF. And like we just talked about how people don't want to own anything, but look at a chart of the XOP. That obviously came down to support, and it's bouncing from there and, in fact, gapping higher. Someone's buying it. Someone feels positive about this market. Someone feels positive about the oil and gas exploration and production companies, which if you were thinking that there's a big recession coming, those aren't the stocks you'd buy. So what the heck is going on? To me, this is more of a mystery. It can't just be that like people are anticipating a recession. There have to be other things at play. And so I'm just going to spend the next week or so trying to get to the bottom of it because it is driving me bananas. I'll tell you that. That's my final word.
All right. Well, we'll chat again in another couple of weeks. I'm looking at that XOP chart. Nice rebound that it's had, but also remember it dropped like 30% in 2 weeks. So
yeah,
it's just a tough market, but hey, there's a little bit of opportunity there. So thanks for sharing the heads up on that there, Sean. We'll chat in another couple of weeks. I hope you have a great rest of your week, buddy.
Thank you too.